This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The particular part of the Patriot Act that gives the government permission to go after this kind of data is called the business records section. So we thought we'd explore that business part, what else companies might do with the records of hours that they have. Fatima Kadablu is a senior analyst at Forrester Research. Fatima, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So on the theory that they have this data to give to the government, what does Verizon do with all this metadata, this transactional stuff? Do they just sit on it?
No, I think this is data that they're using for their own some tracking purposes, but it's also data that they use for billing. It's data that they use to understand patterns. It's data that they use to identify new locations for towers, that sort of thing as well.
And as they use this, can they monetize it?
Well, they haven't done so yet, but certainly there are potential opportunities for that. If the government gives them rights to start monetizing this data, there's plenty of people who'd be really interested in where you shop and how you're shopping and, you know, if they could get the geolocation data, which store you're going to from Best Buy and after Macy's and so on.
Of course, the catch would be, oh, no, you can't do that because of privacy concerns, right?
Yeah, you bet.
And don't you love that?
Uh-huh.
It can't just be Verizon that has data that would be useful to the government in its security concerns, as they say it is with this data. I imagine that Amazon, for one, has piles of it. Google, oh, my goodness, has piles of it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing I'll say is it's really unlikely that Verizon is the only carrier that has this order. But on top of that, I think when you look at companies like Twitter, these guys are collecting all kinds of networking data, which is really ultimately what the government is looking for.
The whole thing does kind of remind me of that old saying from Scott McNeely of Sun Microsystems, you have no privacy, get over it.
Yeah, I don't think that I buy that yet. I think we might be in the dark ages of privacy, but I do think there's a renaissance to come. Consumers, as they become more aware of this, as they become more aware of how their data is being used, they're going to be more interested in why it's being used and who's got access to it. And I think we will actually get to be a little bit smarter. The challenge for me with this kind of surveillance is I think the whole Boston Marathon bombing was sort of a tipping point for surveillance. We saw the use of government surveillance and the government using closed-circuit TVs to find the bombers. Yeah. And I think that people like that. People are glad that those guys were caught.
How do you see this playing out? Do you think it spurs outrage among consumers, or does it get a collective shrug?
I think it's going to be a very verbal outcry from a minority, but I think ultimately we end up shrugging. We'll probably look more to the government to fix this than we're going to hold Verizon's feet to the fire. And I think that's a shame because we really could get Verizon and other companies to get a little bit smarter and to be more consumer advocacy oriented if we held their feet to the fire.
Fatima Kadablu at Forrester Research. Fatima, thanks a bunch.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.